This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate early Wednesday approved a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint that would greatly expand social spending with major investments in health, education, and tackling climate change. The measure passed 50-49 along party lines after a marathon votorama session of amendment votes. The 10-year budget blueprint pushes Congress toward the next step in President Joe Biden's ambitious vision for his first term in office and follows on the heels of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan, which the Senate approved in a bipartisan vote Tuesday and which now moves to the House of Representatives. Taliban fighters took control of another city in northern Afghanistan Wednesday, according to a local official. Faizabad, capital of Badakhshan, is the eighth provincial capital to fall to the insurgents in 6 days as the U.S.-led forces complete their withdrawal. The far northeastern province borders Tajikistan, Pakistan, and China. The loss of the city is the latest setback for the Afghan government. Russian jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny faces new criminal charges of establishing an organization that poses threats to the rights of Russian citizens, the investigative committee said in a statement Wednesday. The investigators said Navalny's anti-corruption foundation carried out the functions of a foreign agent and incited citizens to commit illegal acts. Russia labeled the foundation an extremist group and outlawed it in June. Lawyers for the U.S. government criticized a British judge Wednesday for blocking the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. They questioned evidence about his mental health and accused an expert witness of misleading the court. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA.